live from Leeds University Union.
The sound of students in Leeds. This is Leeds Student Radio.
My name is Dominic Moffat, reporting for Leeds Student Radio, and I'm stood here with Frank Turner.
You guys tweeted earlier.
We did, yeah. Festival Republic stage,
yeah.
Which is quite daunting, kind of being told you're headlining something, isn't it? Or is it?
Well, no, yeah, okay. The first thing to say is that this is my ninth year in a row at Leeds Festival. Reading and Leeds is definitely my sort of home, if you like, okay. On the festival scene. And indeed, I feel like I'm very happy. They've been good to me and I want to be good to them. I'm very happy to sort of be associated with them. I feel like this is sort of my corner of music, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's great to be back. And it's the first stage I played 9 years ago, so it's nice to be back.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, cool. So I suppose this is
it's a homecoming.
Yeah, it's a homecoming. Excellent. Like
yeah, and it's my first time playing solo at Reading and Leeds as well, which is kind of, I mean, obviously I love Super Souls and they're a huge part of what I do, but it sort of feels quite nice and down home to just be coming and just, you know, I feel like I'm playing for my mates.
Talking about music, you released your latest album, Positive Songs for Negative People. It's fantastic, by the way.
Thank you.
What is the kind of concept behind it?
A lot of it's very reactive. The previous record I did, Tape Deck Heart, was very kind of introspective and sort of morose record about heartbreak and failure and collapse and that kind of thing.
Right.
It's about a difficult time in my life. Part of the process of getting through that, part of the catharsis, was writing the album Tape Deck Heart. And when I sat down to write for the new one, there was just a feeling of relief and of kind of liberation almost, that I didn't have to continue to write songs about being a prat and screwing everything up.
Right.
And I ended up writing a whole record kind of about that, about a feeling of kind of having survived a bad time in life.
Do you feel like you needed to go through Tape Deck Heart to get to this new album?
Yeah, definitely. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, Tape Deck Heart, it's a record I have quite a weird relationship looking back. It's definitely, I'm proud of everything I've done, but like it's a record I feel like I needed to make more than I wanted to make. You know?
Right, okay. That's an interesting way of putting it. Yeah. My favourite song from the new record is Get Better.
Thank you.
Which I think is awesome. I love that. Where did that come from?
Funnily enough, actually, I had a brief moment in time where I decided I was going to record like a White Soul record and try to do like something to sound like Sam Cooke, One Night Stand at Harlem Square, which is one of my favourite records of all time. And that song started off as a kind of doom, doo 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 kind of like soul number. I don't think I could pull off a White Soul record, as it turns out, so it turned into a punk record. But there was, you know, I just, a big part of a lot of the songwriting on the record was trying to strip back and simplify. You know, I think there's a natural tendency over time to kind of get more complicated, more weird, which is fine, but this time around, because it's my sixth record, you know, I think a lot of people, I wanted to make it a slap in the face, very direct, very raw, very kind of like no messing around, you know, rather than it just being like a kind of yet another record by me sort of thing. I wanted it to be like a kind of smack, here I am, I exist, you know.
A good kind of barrier between.
Yeah.
You used to be in a hardcore band, though,
yes.
Right? And you're in a hardcore side project, which was an album last year. It's quite odd that you kind of like, I feel like it's quite odd that you do like hardcore music and then this music is kind of a bit softer. It's strange for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm old enough now that I just don't really care. I just do whatever I feel like, do you know what I mean? But I mean, there was a degree to which when I first started playing acoustic music, it was an attempt, it was almost kind of borderline shock therapy for myself to try and kind of find interesting things to say and do within music, because I felt like I'd got very kind of dead-ended. I got in a rut, if you like, with heavier music. You know, I've definitely listened to more heavy music than anything else in my life, but when I first started playing acoustic stuff and started writing songs, one of my best friends said, "This music sounds like you in a way that the other stuff you've done doesn't." And that was a real vote of confidence for me, because at the time everyone thought I'd gone mental. And it's funny, there's a sort of myth going around in some circles these days that I stopped playing in heavy bands because I wanted to sell records and be popular. And that really annoys me, because I would have had a much easier ride if I formed another heavy band after Minute Dead broke up. You know, I would have got record deals straight away, I would have been back playing big festivals and stuff straight away. And I rejected the easy path, and I'm proud that I did that. And it's annoying that people now kind of assume that I took the easy road.
We thought we'd finish with some funnier questions.
Okay.
Right, you ready? If you had a free rider for the rest of your touring life, you know, you do a lot of touring, you play a lot of shows, free rider, unlimited money, what would you get?
See, the problem with this is that I'm not a particularly materialistic person. I get the things I need on my rider as it is. One thing that we do have, we have a tour dog clause on our rider, which basically says if anyone who works at the venue has a dog that they can bring in for me to play with during the day, because I love dogs and I can't have one.
I love that. I'm sure that's amazing.
So, you know, and it would be cruel to have a dog on a tour bus kind of thing.
Right.
But I mean, yeah, I don't know. There's not masses that I want, really.
What if they were metaphysical things? Things that you couldn't get, you couldn't hold, maybe.
Acceptance. Peace.
Peace.
Sleep. There you go.
I think this is the most important question I'm going to ask you.
Right.
Shag, marry, avoid. James Hetfield, Pete Doherty, Marcus Mumford.
Shag James Hetfield, which is the weirdest thing I've said out loud. I met James Hetfield and I really screwed it up and made a total arse out of myself. Avoid Pete Doherty, I'm not a fan. And marry Marcus because he's a thoroughly lovely human being.
I like it. We're going to finish off now with some questions.
So thank you for your lovely retweet before. I got us a lot of responses.
Cool.
Okay, so number one, this comes from Jesse Newark. What is your favourite tattoo?
It's difficult to pick one, really. I'm very keen on the backs of my hands tattoos at the moment, but that's because they're comparatively recent and I see them all the time. So, I'm halfway through a back piece right now that is going to be amazing when it's done, but it's not done yet.
We have a question from Louise Ashford, who is a huge fan of yours. She says, do you have any plans to tour again soon? Sorry I couldn't make your show in Manchester.
So, I'm on tour for the next 2 years. Yes, there's the tour in November.